This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The whole country is run by Big Pharma. The lawmakers are prostitutes for the drug companies. The media is funded by the drug companies.
The Health Ranger Report.
The whole system exists to do nothing other than push more drugs to more people and keep people sick so that they have repeat business. That's it.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
I found myself asking a very intriguing philosophical question today that I'd like to share with you. And that is, looking across our society, what exists that is real? What isn't fake? What isn't staged? What is actually real? Because you look across so many institutions and so much of everything is fake. Obviously, the mainstream media is fake news, right? Status quo science is, in many cases, fake science. You know, the pharmaceutical industry, the GMO industry, pesticide industry, the climate change hoax narrative and so on. So much fake science out there. It's incredible. What about history and education? Much of what we're taught in history is fake history, and much of what is called public education is really a fake education. They don't teach you how to think for yourself, how to be, you know, a critical thinker. They don't teach you how to reason. It's all about how to react and how to be obedient and indoctrinated. So it's not even a real education. You look into the movies and Hollywood, and of course, you might think, well, it's supposed to be fake. It's movies and fictions. But even the way things that are supposed to be real, the way they're depicted in the movies is also fake, like how they depict firearms. It's totally fake. None of the physics that they show in Hollywood is actually real. What about the economy and banking and finance? So much of the banking system is built on fakery and deception and fraud and Ponzi schemes and debt, you know, debt derivatives, which are fake instruments. And then there are derivatives of derivatives, which are fake instruments on top of fake instruments. And then, of course, there's the fake economic news from the federal government that's always faking the unemployment rate and faking economic growth numbers and so on. That's all fake, too. You know, you keep looking across society, you know, universities, what are they teaching? So much of it is fake. Not all of it, but a lot of it is fake. What about people? You meet people. In social scenes, most people are faking it. They're showing you a fake version of themselves the way they do when they write their resume. A person's resume is usually a total BS. That's not really who they are. So there's social fakery, and then there's social media fakery on top of that, the way people are on social media. And you've got all this politics going on in office environments, and your coworkers are fake, you know, faking it, the way they're interacting with each other, trying to vie for position and so on. And I got to wondering, what is actually real? What is it that is real? And that's why I said this is a philosophical question, because if you really get down to it, there are only a few things that you can count on. One is encapsulated by that quote, I think, therefore I am, which means you know that your own consciousness is real and perhaps the only thing that's real. At least you know you are conscious. Now, you can't even trust your senses because in many cases, your senses are interpolated by psychology and they're filtered by the brain. That's why there are such things as optical illusions, of course. You can't even really trust all your senses all the time. And besides, there's simply a mental projection of what your senses are picking up in the world around you. You don't see reality. You see in your mind, actually, you perceive an interpolated, filtered version of the world, but you're not seeing reality. You don't even see very many wavelengths, by the way, of light. So there's a lot that you're not seeing. You are living in an abstract reality because it's all translated by your senses, and you can't necessarily trust those senses. So there is so much about what you think is real that is actually not real, that's totally fake, that the question is, what's real? I mean, that's the deeper question in all of this. What is actually real? So aside from consciousness being real, nature is also real. So you can take a walk out into nature and you can touch the trees. You can feel the water. You can interact with nature. It's physical. It's real. It's not some cryptocurrency. It's not virtual reality. It's not some artificial construct. It's not the Matrix. It's a real physical reality. Nature is real. Dirt is real. You know, air is real. I mean, as real as it gets. I guess we could get into another layer of what is real. You know, what is physical matter? It's mostly empty space and so on. But I'm not talking about that layer. I'm talking about just the virtual world of human fakery versus the real world of nature. Because personally, I find a lot of truth in nature, and that's why I spend a lot of time walking in nature or working in nature, you know, working outdoors on my ranch and so on, or growing plants or harvesting seeds or digging in the dirt, different kinds of projects, because nature is very rewarding. Nature usually doesn't lie to you the way human society often does. You know, CNN is fake news, but Mother Nature is not fake nature. It's the real deal. And so, to wrap this up, I want to say, if you're fed up with the fakery and the deception and the delusion in the world, what you might do from time to time is turn to nature, because that's where you're going to find reality. You know, even in animals, in your dog is usually honest with you, maybe not 100% of the time, but your dog's love for you is real, and your love for your dog is real. And working with animals is very rewarding, and living closer to nature is very rewarding. You know, collecting rainwater, that's real, and that's really cool. It sounds so simple, but it's incredibly rewarding. If you're not showering in rainwater, you're missing out. That's something to really look into. All these things. You know, human society is fake. Human society is built on deception. It's built on really what we have to call a very high bullshit factor. Yet Mother Nature is built on so much truth and so much authenticity that the closer you can get to nature, the more of an authentic person you're going to be, and the less you'll be able to tolerate the bullshit factor in the world around you. And that's, I find that very true in my own experience as well. That's why I can't even watch the evening news. It's just so fake and it's so obviously pathetically lying all the time. I have to reject it. You know, I can't go out and socialize with fake people. You know, if I go out, it's going to be with really authentic people who are very advanced thinkers and doers, not just a bunch of social fakers and social ladder climbers and so on. So just some things to think about, sharing with you a little bit of my own personal philosophy about authenticity and why nature is such a great teacher. And frankly, the more you go into nature and stay quiet and observe and learn from nature, the more you will learn. It is astonishing to me how much I have learned living on a ranch in Texas just by observing the way the ecosystem works. I've learned so many things about soils and microbes and predators and erosion control and seeds and seasons and all of these things that I just from observing. And you come to be humbled by nature, and I think that makes you frankly a more authentic person. People get arrogant and stupid when they live in artificial realities and they think they're dominating and they think they're so awesome and they think that they are creating new worlds and everything. They get arrogant and stupid. And Mother Nature will humble you, because if you don't have respect for Mother Nature, then it's gonna slap you back pretty hard. You have to have respect for nature and cycles of life and seasons and animals and ecosystems, microbes and all of these things. So spend time in nature. I think you'll find it very rewarding, and I think you'll find it authentic. And I don't know about you, but at this point in my life, that's what I'm looking for more and more, is authenticity. Simply observations of things that are real while moving away from the parts of society that are rooted in fakery and deception and, you know what I'm saying. They're not rooted in reality. In any case, it's all something to think about. Thank you for listening. I'm always happy to share these philosophical thoughts with you. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.